I'm here in Derrylin, and I'm talking to Padraig McGovern. So, have you always lived in Derrylin?
No. I'm originally from Canolly, which is the neighbouring village up the road. It's about 4 miles from here, and I studied in Belfast and Glasgow, and then when I got married, I returned to Derrylin. Okay.
And so, so you were born in what year?
Yeah, I was born in 1968.
So you were born into the Troubles
then? I suppose so, yeah. I was a child of the, when it really kicked off, the last phase of the Troubles, if you want to put it like that.
Yeah.
I was born in 1968, and for the first, up until 1994 or whenever we had the Troubles, yes, we were part of the story, if you know what I mean.
So, can you tell me, your father, was he a farmer?
He was a farmer. My father was a farmer in, I suppose you could call it, southwest Fermanagh. We had a farm of about 100 acres, mountain farm, he lived there after returning from England in early 1960. I lived there, and I had 7 children with my mother, 5 boys and 2 girls.
And so what was it like there, growing up with a big family?
Yeah, I had a big family. It was a fairly happy childhood. We didn't have much, but nobody had much, you know, so we never went without. We always did well at school, and that's what was expected. The parents encouraged us to work hard at school, and we went on from there.
So kind of growing up, because I know Canolly was a place that was very badly hit by the Troubles.
There were certainly issues, and we always, because we live right on the border, we knew of things going on, and we knew there were issues, and we watched the news, and while Canolly was certainly a Republican area, we were aware of issues because we were mainly nationalist population. We knew that there were two sides to the story, if you know what I mean. And yes, of a nationalist leaning, but at the same time, we weren't involved in anything directly. You know, we were a family who, traditional Catholic family growing up, you know what I mean. And certainly, as young fellas, we would have been aware of issues and would have been aware of what was going on around us, but I don't think directly involved in it, you know.
Okay, and did it visit your door at any stage?
Yeah, well, it did in 1991. I think it was, yes, 1991, I lost a brother, and he was an innocent student who happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time in Cookstown. And he was shot by a policeman, and unfortunately died from single wound. And that changed our lives considerably, you know. It changed from poor parents, first of all, who dealt with the aftermath, and then as a family, we had to get on with it. There was an ensuing court case then, where this policeman involved was tried for manslaughter and acquitted. Tried for murder, actually,
yeah.
And he was acquitted.
So tell me now, what was your brother's name?
Kevin, and he was a student at Cookstown University, Cookstown College.
Where was he when he was killed?
He was in Cookstown, and he was in a night out with another lads, and they were walking through a graveyard down there, along not far from the Greenville Hotel, as it was then in Cookstown. I forget the exact name of the street, of the thing. I happened to be in London on the night it happened, so I only came back, and I had left London in between times, and I didn't find out for 5 or 6 hours after the event. But he was shot and killed, shot in the back, as we were moving away from a police checkpoint or a police operation. You know.
All right, so he, like you said, he happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time with friends.
The wrong place, and unfortunately encountered the wrong people.
Okay, and they didn't ask questions or anything? They just
You can't be certain of the thing, and it would be raking over old events. But yes, certainly he was shot, and there was a miscarriage of justice at that point. But what can we do? you know, it was what it was. He was an innocent victim of the Troubles, if you want.
And so that devastated your family. I mean, you were obviously, you can imagine.
Yes, it was upsetting in the extreme. There's no point in saying it, but many families have the same thing. And even today with car accidents, look, our disaster, if you want to put inverted commas, was no different to anybody else. Loses a young person within the family circle, and parents left to mourn, and siblings are left to get on with their lives if they can. You know.
All right. So you're in business here in Derry Lynn, and so what did you know? It didn't really hit your family until the 1990s.
In the 1990s, we wouldn't have been there. Of course, there was always inconvenience in things, and we knew people who were involved and people who had went to prison and locals, and there was always male harassment of some sort happening. But it didn't directly affect it. We were always, you know, we were all subject to searching and things. But if you weren't directly involved in the Troubles or in the movement or whatever was in it.
Did any of your family get involved in joining an organisation or?
No, not to my knowledge. No, we didn't. We didn't want to directly involved. As you say, we were a hardworking family. Yes, of a nationalist leaning, but not to my knowledge.
Republican, yeah, no.
Well, that's maybe so for Republicanism, but not active on military Republicanism as such. As I say, you know, I like everybody else, we all lent that way, but not military.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I know, but you at the same time you feel proud of your national background.
Oh, well, I think I'm Irish. That's, you know, I think most people have that leaning from my background. But to the extent of an Irish is always open to debate.
And so when your brother was killed, did that make you angry and want to do something about it?
It certainly made me angry, and we wanted justice, but justice was only going to be a certain thing. There was only one available. On statute at the time, there's only one available remedy, and that was to be tried for murder, and that had be proved beyond reasonable doubt or beyond in a court, and it was never going to be that easy to prove that, and we knew that from the outset.
So your intention was not to do it by the gun or the bullet, but to do it through courts.
We had to leave the justice. Yes, you're brought up to expect that justice will be served for everybody, and we're supposed to be living in a society where everybody has equal access to justice. Doesn't always work that way.
Yeah,
as you well know. No, whatever temptations I may have had, I would like to keep private. You know, I wouldn't visit the same sort of feeling on somebody else.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to. Everybody has lost sometime in their life, but the tragic loss the way we did, it wouldn't be a nice thing. It wouldn't repair anything. It wouldn't bring Kevin back, and it wouldn't enrich our lives anything.
Was Kevin? Is there any memorial to his or any plaque or was his sad death, was he just buried in?
He's buried in Kinnally, and we had a memorial football tournament. Has died out a wee bit. You must remember these things are 26 odd years ago now, and he's buried in Kinnally, and we commemorate his, you know, every year. End of September, 29th of September, we have every year. But other than that, Mars, I have to tell you, there's always a lasting legacy for us, but nothing on a public level, you know.
I know his debt hasn't been hijacked by any organisation.
I couldn't say that. I couldn't say that has been hijacked. We've always been not lending ourselves to any particular outbursts. No, it hasn't been hijacked by any organisation. I couldn't say that, no.
Okay, but his memory is kept alive through the football field.
There was a tournament played by the Lockery College used to play, and it was held in St Michael's College, which was his old school, used to play a tournament. But I think it's died out with the time. we all have busy lives. We're not forgetting Gavin, and I have no wish to, but it has moved on. And for the sake of our remaining, my father's deceased from an elderly mother, I don't think major dragging up of previous events is going to help her life anything, what remains of it.
I'd imagine not, but could you tell me, how long are you here now?
I'm the guts of 20 years here. I qualified as a pharmacist in 2000, and I took over the premises here in 2001, and I've been here ever since. Like most of my siblings, we've worked hard and did fairly well in a business and a professional sense, so I can't say whether the events certainly adversely affected us on an emotional and every other level, but probably not on a professional level, but that was in us maybe anyway, you know what I mean?
We've worked
hard since, and while we all have regrets, we can't change the past, we can only influence the future and the present, you know.
So I was just saying to you that running a business here, you serve Protestants as well as Catholics, but is there still
I would have a mixed workforce as well.
Yeah.
So the way you say Protestant and Catholics now is a wee bit harsh to my ears. It's like a mixed workforce, and from both sides of the community, we prefer it's probably an easier way to say it, yeah.
But I'm just saying, so there isn't really a sectarian element of continuing.
There wouldn't be. You're a health provider, and as long as you provide a good service, most people can get over where your background is irrelevant. Yeah. Is probably the best word.
Yeah.
The same way to each and every customer, their background is irrelevant to me.
Okay, so there isn't really, but there was.
Probably. Yeah, at every level, you know, if you cut beneath the surface, beneath the veneer, maybe, there is always that problem.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's Ireland.
Yes, of course.
And the north of the area. And I don't think you'd have to go too deep in any county in Ireland, Donegal or any of them, to see where pre-existing beliefs and possessions are important.
Of course, and
yeah.
It's important though that your life is continuing,
our life is continuing, obviously shaped by the events of 1990, September 1991, and like I say, at no time would I downplay the effect it's had on our family, but we've been resolute and we've tried to better ourselves, both for our parents' sake and our own sake. We cannot change the events of what happened to Gavin, and there's deep regrets there that is something like that, but you couldn't possibly prevent that because he was caught in a situation where you had the rash actions of somebody else affect your life, but that could happen to you on the road.
And did that person ever apologise? Or
I don't know. We had no dealings with that man. I've seen him on the TV since. And I've heard my mother say a bit of me, he was promoted, and he was promoted within the OUC as it was, but c'est la vie, you know what I mean? We cannot, whatever bitterness exists for any of us towards him, is never going to be a public issue, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be shaking hands with that man and inviting him around for tea or anything so we can discuss his feelings. His feelings are irrelevant to me. I know the way I feel and the way I've dealt with those feelings. So that's just basically it.
Oh, that's interesting. So so you couldn't see any kind of reconciliation there at all?
I couldn't see. I don't think that man probably passes a second thought. I don't know. I don't know where his background is or where his thing is. And I don't profess to know, and I can't speak for somebody else. Yeah. But I have no wish to complete that circle, if you know what I mean. We're always going to be on opposite sides of an argument. You know,
and the whole thing now of the RUC and the part time you are RUC, that's all gone now. And so, I mean, the policing is you know, we're all back to normal again now.
I think you're leading me into a question there. Maybe that I think there is a sort of normalization. Yes, there's a sort of normalisation. There's not a complete normalisation. There never will be until things are different in this country. But until we have a fully functioning assembly for a start, and where equal rights are paramount, we're never really going to be 100%.
And are you a supporter? Do you support any political? Are you a Sinn Féin supporter?
Is that relevant to my
way of thinking?
No, I'm just going to say I'm going to pass on that question.
One, yes, okay, fine.
You can take what you want out of that, but I'm going to pass that, because that really isn't any of your business, Mars. to be fair.
Well, I suppose what I was... Yeah, okay, fine. I'll scrap that one.
I wouldn't ask. A policeman wouldn't ask that.
Oh, well, I possibly. But what I wanted to say is that...
I admit to certain leanings.
To an extent, yeah.
Yes.
But and I know I have only 5 more minutes, yeah. So I'm watching the time out there as well. So, but the last few questions are important. So do you ever visit your family home now in Canoli?
Of course, it's only 4 miles away.
Okay, the farm's still there.
Yes.
And is there a member of the family around?
Yeah, there is. He's a full-time worker with Sean Quinn up the road, and he runs the farm at home. It's his land now to take. My mother still lives at home, and yes, I would be in daily contact.
Oh, I see.
She's only 4 miles away. I moved back only down the road, really. You know, I may have, but due to the football teams here locally, I've moved to Derry Lynn, essentially.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
But we are very much the same community. Team Over Derry Lynn, Canoli would be seen as the one type of community.
Because I'm a total outsider, could you tell me, is there a strong football tradition, or is it hurling tradition?
You know, it's football tradition in here, and Team Over would be the most successful team. They're just up the road from the crossroads up there. They are the most successful team in Fermanagh, and they would cast a shadow probably over ourselves, Derry Lynn and Canoli, which would be traditionally my original support.
Okay, and so what's your club?
Derry Lynn. And we're stuck in the middle. Small club in the middle of probably 2 larger clubs.
And how successful have you been over
the years? We still, as a firm, sponsor the local team. I have 2 sons playing now from this season on. We've had a poor season, but we hope to resurrect again.
Yeah.
Phoenix Lake.
Yeah, I see. Look, I know it. Time is running out. Listen, thank you for today, but you know I'm going to come back to you.
Yeah, you
can
come back to me by all means.
Yeah,
I have no problem with this, Moss. Thank you for taking the time to interview me, and it's important.
Everybody's story is important.
And you know, despite what leaning you have, my story is no different from anyone else, but I'm not going to equate the deaths and the troubles to car accidents, but they are losses. Everybody who loses somebody is lost, and anybody who is murdered or on this island is important, regardless of who did it.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen, Heather, thank you.
You're welcome, Morris.
Thank you very much.